You're listening to SBS News.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples have always led the charge for constitutional recognition in Australia, after proposed changes to recognise First Nations peoples failed at the 1999 referendum. The idea was shelved for 8 years. In 2007, then Prime Minister John Howard made it part of his campaign for re-election.
If I'm re-elected, I will put to the Australian people within 18 months a referendum to formally recognise Indigenous Australians in our Constitution.
But it was Labor's Kevin Rudd who won the election. He made this historic statement a year later.
For the pain, suffering and hurt of these stolen generations, their descendants and for their families left behind, we say sorry.
In 2010, the new Julia Gillard government set up an expert panel on constitutional recognition. Legislation to review support for a referendum passed in 2013 with bipartisan support. Mrs. Gillard made a memorable and moving speech.
No gesture speaks more deeply to the healing of our nation's fabric than amending our nation's founding charter. So I commend this bill to the House.
Still, no referendum was held. A bipartisan meeting with Indigenous leaders in 2015 once again resulted in a pledge for constitutional reform. This time the words came from then Prime Minister Tony Abbott.
I would feel that we had not lived up to our high expectations and we had not quite been our best selves if we weren't able to do this in the next term of Parliament.
2 years passed before a historic gathering in the Red Centre, resulting in the Uluru Statement from the Heart. It called for the establishment of a First Nations voice enshrined in the Constitution. The proposal was not endorsed by then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull or his successor Scott Morrison.
It would inevitably be seen as a third chamber.
I don't support a third chamber.
It's not a third chamber. It's a representative body.
No, it really is. Dress it up any way they like, but I think two chambers is enough.
But last year, Labor thundered to power with this key promise by party leader Anthony Albanese.
I pay my respect to their elders, past, present and emerging, and on behalf of the Australian Labor Party, I commit to the Uluru Statement from the Heart.
2 months later, the Prime Minister proposed a draft question.
Do you support an alteration to the Constitution that establishes an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice?
The government has now announced the wording of the Voice to Parliament referendum question. It will be debated by the Parliament before Australians have their say at the end of the year. Alex Anifantis, SBS News.